Cheers, everybody. We are back for another edition of Bourbon on a Budget. It's TJ Pittenger, Brandon Sinone, Ben Koch, and we have reached the final four, not only of the NCAA March Madness Tournament, but also our Buffalo Madness Tournament, which has eliminated eight bourbons.
Whew.
And we are down to four. That's
it's the final countdown.
So what do we have tonight? We have a couple of matchups that are, let's say, a couple of heavyweights, an underdog.
Well, yeah,
I wouldn't say quite a St. Peter's level underdog.
But I mean, it's pretty close. All right, so let's start off at the top of the bracket, TJ. Ready? What we got going on? All right, the number one seed, no surprise here, the blue chip, the heavyweight, the blue blood, Weller 12. Number one has moved on by beating Sazerac Rye, and that was it because I had a first round bye. That was actually a fairly close one, but Ben and I went with Weller 12. TJ was biased towards his love of the rye. It's going against five seed Colonel E.H. Taylor, and I think it's a criminally low five seed in this 12-team tournament. So that may have some upset potential, fellas. On the other side of the bracket, we have Blanton's as the three seed. It's been in the Blanton's Mashbill 2 bracket. So the single barrel, everyone's favorite single barrel, Blanton's, has advanced by beating Hancock, which beat Ancient Age. So just basically all the same Mashbill beating up on each other. The other side of that matchup, though, is where it gets interesting. Buffalo Trace in the Buffalo Madness Tournament, that's number 10 seed. It's only above Ancient Age and Benchmark, so the most budgeted of the budget Buffalo Trace bourbons. Buffalo Trace has made its way through the tournament. It beat Weller Special Reserve, and then it beat out Elmer T. Lee. That's like a $30 bottle beating out a $200 bottle on MSR or secondary price, excuse me. So Buffalo Trace, 10 seed, going against Blanton's in 3 seed, which should be a pretty intriguing matchup.
Let's do it. Where are we starting tonight?
Ben has already poured his Blanton's. Is that correct, Ben? So you would like to start with Buffalo Trace versus Blanton's?
Buffalo Trace versus Blanton's. I think there's a good chance of an upset here.
I have a lot of Blanton's. Holy crap.
Based on how we reviewed these, or how these – the Blanton's is the hottest coming into this tournament is what I'll say.
How so?
Or coming into this round. Yeah. Blanton's is playing well.
Yeah, I'm smelling the Blanton's right now, and I'm getting a nice little crisp vanilla. Nothing too depthy, though. Now, spoiler alert, we will review Stagg Jr. on Thursday's show. We may have drank that already, and this is a toughie to go from Stagg Jr. to any of these. There's like a 30 to 40 proof difference, so bit of a toughie. But I don't know. This Blanton's is kind of bland to me.
Flat. Yeah, right? the nose on the Buffalo Trace is really nice.
I'm struggling here because weird, like the blends that we're drinking right now, TJ, it was from like an empty bottle.
TJ's blown his nose like an old person.
There's definitely been some like air touching that Blanton's. So I'm a little concerned that it may have like aired out a bit.
It's not that old though. Like it's not old at all. So I will say that it hasn't just been sitting there for like a year or something. It's like a couple of months.
How low is the bottle?
It's empty now.
This is the last pour.
If it's only been a couple of months, that shouldn't have a big too much. Maybe a little bit, but to me, the nose, I think the Buffalo Trace has more character. It's got that red apple. It's got a little cherry, a little vanilla caramel. Just basically like a really solid bourbon, just doing it well. At the end of it, there's like this little bit of milk chocolate as well, which I think that sweetness at the end is more so to the very flat Blanton's to me. I think it's Buffalo Trace. I'm ready to call it. Like, I think Buffalo Trace nose. Is better than Blanton's.
I would agree.
Really?
The Blanton's gets a little soapy to me.
I guess there's something not pleasant just
splash
about
a little
it.
Bit. Yeah, I'll tell you what's not pleasant. Splashing a little bit in your eye.
Do that with shadowing. Do that with Stagg Jr.
Yeah, maybe somebody else will later this week.
Yeah, and the Blanton's isn't like, as I'm getting into it, like it's not offensive. There's not a ton of character to it. I think there's nothing distinct about it. Call it Blanton's who don't like it, and like this is why. Yeah.
So you'd say the Buffalo Trace slaps a little harder than the Blanton's.
You could have been just a little jaded
to that.
Oh,
what do you think?
That joke rocked.
Got him.
The blend's a little bit more crisp. A little more crisp.
Oh, God, crispy bacon. You got me back on that one.
Yeah. So, all right, into taste.
Nothing like dead air.
Who cares? You should listen to your podcast on 2x speed, so it's half the dead air, just for the record. That Buffalo Trace is good. I just for a solid like $23, $25 bottle, Buffalo Trace does a great job.
I know. It's really good how good it is.
Nicely articulated.
I'm blackout.
Why use a big word when a diminutive one will work just fine?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
The Bland's is...
I think Bland's is a bit overrated. I want to put Bland's against Basil. The old Blant and Basil.
Shoot. So, he'd kill that. He'd kill that.
Think so?
I think on the flavor, it gets a little closer. I don't know if one's really distinguishing itself to me. Kind of similar, to be honest.
If we're going to get crushed in the comments if we put Blanton's under.
No, underneath. Buffalo Trace definitely has more caramel to me.
It does.
Like, it definitely sweeter. It's sweeter, right? And that's what
mine is. It's definitely sweeter. Like, I feel like Blanton's has that. You know how Brendan liked that Wild Turkey 17 that no one else liked because of that almondy taste?
Yeah.
It tasted like crap. Like a almondy kind of like savoriness.
More rye kind of makes sense.
You know?
I think the Buffalo Trace has a better flavor. It's more cohesive, I guess, like all the way through. Like, it kind of matches what the nose is going to be. It's got that red apple. It's got the caramel on it. A little bit of milk chocolate as well. Bland's is just kind of, again, like, I'm really struggling to identify flavors for it. I will say, going to the finish, I thought Blanton's finish did pop a little bit more than Buffalo Trace, which is funny because it's slightly lower proof, but I don't know, guys. I'm not doing this for, like, any kind of appeal or comment section. I just, the Buffalo Trace seems as good, if not better, at every area than Blanton's does.
I'm not. Going Blanton's. Got to do it. I can't be the one that makes Blanton's lose to Buffalo Trace.
I'm going to go the other way. We said it was better nose. We said it was better taste. The Blanton's maybe slightly better finish, but the taste is so big to me.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's like a massive blowout, but just in the way that we reviewed these the last couple of weeks, Blanton's has done Blanton's is like barely skated by like other mediocre to pedestrian bourbons. And we've kind of just said like, it was better than Hancock's, which is baby Blanton's. Speaking of Will Smith. It was better than, you know, what did it go up against? That one wasn't even intentional, just for the record. Like, we really did put up.
Yeah.
It was better than Ancient Age or whatever
the catalog. Hancock.
So, Buffalo Trace for me. I think Buffalo Trace has a better flavor. It has a better nose. The finishes are almost indistinguishable. I don't know that I'm really going to give Blanton's the edge there, but let me go one more time. But I think this is Blanton's in a buzzer beater.
They're going to go Blanton's over it?
Buffalo Trace. I had Stag Jr. before this.
TJ's blackout now, too. Oh, my God.
No, it's Buffalo Trace. It's not close. Yeah, Jason's even with it. Blanton's is trash. Extra proof for gold or straight from the barrel makes a difference. I agree with that. Somebody sent me, shout out Tony. Tony sent me a sample of Blanton's straight from the barrel long time ago. I think it was over a year ago. Right when I was getting into bourbon, I was smoking some meat outside, smoking a cigar as well.
Is that what you want to call it?
Smoking meat is like the best way to get away from everyone for like 8 hours. Like,
I just got to
check on the grill, you know?
My dad just used to go in the bathroom for like 5 hours and poop for a really long time.
I can't.
No, he was smoking his meat too.
Yeah. Get little kids. They'll get under those bathroom doors.
He was definitely smoking some meat.
Oh, God, my dad watches this sometimes.
Hopefully it's that episode.
So, anyway.
Sorry, Blanton's. You suck.
Yeah, I got Buffalo Tracer.
I thought Ben was going to pick Blanton's.
I'm building suspense, but this should be Buffalo Trace.
What do you got, Brandon?
I was going to be a suspense builder and be all anxious and like, I don't know which one should I go. And then be like Buffalo Trace. It's Buffalo Trace. I think like 60-40. Like it's not a blowout, but I think it's fairly clean that Buffalo Trace is the 10 seed. The bottom of the barrel almost is moving on to the finals. Wow.
Why do you think that is? Do you just think the Mashville one is just a little...
This has proven to us that we do not like Mashville 2. Hancock, Ancient Age. Although we like to Ancient Age compared to Benchmark, but everything else, like...
Do you think it's because we just like Mashville 1 better? Or...
I mean, sweet. But the thing is, like there's only... It's not a huge difference. Like, I think it's only, like, a difference of, like, 2 to 5% rye. Like, The thing is, I think with all the Mashville 2 ones, dudes, is that Elmer T. Lee's 90 proof, Blanton's is 88, and Hancock is like 80 something as well. Like they're all lower proof. I think we all like at least 100 proof typically. Not that the Buffalo Trace is a lot, but that's 90 proof. Like it is. I think that's what we're dealing with here. Is like there's not a whole lot of proof to the Mashville 2 line for Buffalo Trace. That's my theory.
So Buffalo Trace on to the final. Now it will have a tough time if it makes the final because it'll either be going up against a Weeder in Weller 12 or 100 proof in EHT single small batch.
Yeah,
which that'll be tough for Buffalo Trace.
Yeah, that's. I mean, the small batch is a grown up version. It's a higher proof version of Buffalo Trace, right? Same mash bill. So,
it's gonna be a tough one, but we'll see when we get there. I will say this, a little foreshadowing in case that is the matchup later on. I think that just remembering back, I kind of remember Buffalo Trace to be a bit sweeter than E.H. Taylor small batch. And that maybe that has to do with the extra 10 proof. So I don't know. I'm not saying that the 10 is going to upset it. Could you imagine if we make Buffalo Trace the winner here?
I mean, it is the Buffalo Madness tournament. It is Buffalo Madness.
It's got the home glass advantage.
Jason says that Rock Hill Farms is Mashville 2 at 100 proof. We did not have that for the tournament, unfortunately.
Thanks a lot, Brendan.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, our other matchup, E.H. Taylor. So congratulations to Buffalo Trace. That's like UNC upsetting Duke this weekend, right? I just say.
Ben's got his UNC. He's muted, but he has his UNC baby blue on.
The show.
How drunk is Ben? How much were you drinking beforehand?
I cannot wait for that game this weekend.
Sounds plastic.
I love basketball.
Sounds like a drunken aunt.
Coach K.
Come over here and give Aunt Jay a kiss.
Coach K is a player. Coach.
He's a player. He's one of my favorite coaches ever.
Coach's player.
All right. EHT, small batch. Up against Weller 12. Weller, I hardly know her. I'm going to say the EHT moves on here. Takes out Weller 12. We'll see. But I was not high on the Weller 12 when we had it last week and you guys killed my Sazerac love. Mm-hmm. Or 2 weeks ago that was.
You also weren't high on the poor man's Pappy blend either. You guys didn't really care for that too much either.
So yeah.
So let's roll.
I have smelled and tasted both of these. Now get on board here. Let me know what you think. I think nose goes to E.H. Taylor. There's definitely sweetness and depth, like a chocolate sweet on E.H. Taylor that the Weller doesn't have. It's almost has like a little sour note at the end on the Weller 12.
For the E.H. Taylor, like it's a lower rye mash bill, but I'm getting rye spice in it compared to the Weller 12 because there is no rye in it, and so it's just funny. Like I could actually get rye on this lower rye mash bill as a result, and it's giving it more depth and character.
Yeah, E.H. Taylor has got the edge to me on nose, but this is where it gets a little interesting.
We're all in agreement on that, right? We've all got E.H. Taylor on the nose.
Yes, pretty clearly.
Palate though, it flops or it flips. Little
you flop. You know what? Ben.
Yeah, I'm 100% right. I know. There's a depth in the Weller 12 that the E.H. Taylor doesn't have.
There's that maple syrup, weeded vibe to it comparatively. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like the sweetness that you get on the nose for the E.H. Taylor is really overwhelmed.
It tastes a little bitter and whatever, but there's sweetness on the Weller that's really nice.
I'm with you.
Then it comes down to finish.
Wait. I'm not. Hold on.
TJ's not buying what you're selling.
This is the most straightforward analysis I've ever presented, and so this should be very easily agreed upon.
That's so drunk. Well, you've never understood the prompt, so
that is true. But I'm getting what Ben's putting down here with the flavor profile for Willard 12, which funny last week. Now, when it
we didn't
to
love rye, it,
but it went against a rye, which is also going to be a very dramatic departure from anything else we had been drinking in this Buffalo Trace line. It's the only rye that they have until you get to the BTAC collection stuff. Yeah. So it was very different than anything else we were having. Whereas, the Willard 12 has a little depth.
Wait. Is this his Weller 12 mixed with Stag?
No.
Okay, just making sure. Just edit that out.
Who? You?
Forrest, edit that out.
Can't find the forest through the trees.
Did we give Forrest a shout out last week? Forrest.
We did it.
Forrest.
Cheers to Forrest.
You know what, he had Forrest, a baby.
Just for you, drinking my Elijah Craig single barrel tonight after drinking all this other stuff.
Really?
Shout out.
Is it the Liquor Depot one?
Liquor Depot.
I want to come and get a little sampy samp of that.
Come on and get a little samp on the back porch afterwards. That's what she said. Bring me some of that chicken and broccoli stuff too if you have any left over. All right. Back to this. Yeah. The Weller 12 is hitting me a little bit different this week. I think that you're right. The Sazerac is such a deviation from the norm. Mm-hmm. Deviation didn't work there. Oh, Forrest had a baby. Well, his wife did. Because Forrest is a male, and clearly he could not have a baby.
Yeah. Well, I just was a douchebag correcting something, but I don't know why people find the need to when someone says a male had a baby. It's like everyone knows what you mean. They didn't push the baby out of their urethra.
I think Forrest identifies as he/him. I think that's what it is.
That wasn't what I was. Okay,
that's what you were going for, Brendan.
That's not what I was. You can't spell forest. You can't spell her.
You can't see the forest for the trees. I get it.
I was about to say that. I was so close.
But Forrest's birthing partner had a baby.
Independence Day.
Shout out to Forrest. Shout out to the family. Beautiful baby girl. I haven't seen a picture, but beautiful baby girl. Every baby's beautiful when it's your own.
Ollie.
Assigned female is what you said.
Shout out to Forrest and the family. These back to birth off
without a hitch.
Good. I like that. That joke was fresh. Like the Prince of Bel-Air.
I don't get it.
Okay, jeez.
I know. That
by
joke
the way,
was a little...
look at I'm rocking, fellas. My Doc Brown shirt. Yep. We'll have to. Yeah. We got their moonshine and whatnot. We have to get into here the next week or so.
Mm. All right, focus.
Focus. I hardly know her.
Oh gosh, that joke was robotic. I would like to move on here. Oh my god! All right, these are getting bad, boys.
Yeah, IMDb account. Just figure.
These are getting bad, boys. Okay. So we have the Weller 12. We have the Weller 12. Yes, I get it.
For life,
jeez, Brendan.
Bad boys.
You
bad
ain't
boys.
Never had a friend like
what you
me.
Gonna do? Yeah. What you gonna do when they come for you?
Yeah, I think the Weller 12 wasn't hit me last week like it is this week.
Shark Tale.
Men in Black.
Shark Tale. I have a good one that I can't make right now, but
good. Don't make it. Just keep going.
Call it, TJ. Who do you got here?
Gemini Man.
Bad Boys 4. come on. These are getting terrible.
TJ, with that joke, you're the enemy of the state.
Your jokes sound like you had a concussion.
Tell the truth!
That joke was so bad, I wanted to commit. Never mind.
Oh my god! All right, moving on.
I feel like I'm going to gain 7 pounds during this episode.
welcome to Earth. Let's get back to the program. I don't know.
I think Weller 12 has it.
Jason had to type it out.
All right, Jason. I think you're so bright.
I like Weller 12 better. If I had to keep drinking the rest of the night, I'd keep going to the Weller 12 or the E.H. Taylor. Taylor.
Pardon. No. E.H. Taylor for me. Classic bourbon.
Oh, all right, Ben.
Ben can decide.
All right, Ben.
I will say the Weller 12 is definitely better tonight than it was last time. I like the Weller 12 more than I had last time. The finish on the E.H. is also better to me, without a doubt. I think the sweetness on the E.H. Taylor is what puts it over the top for me. The nose is better. Taste is slightly better for E.H. And then I think with that 100 proof, it does get a little bit better with the finish for me. I'm comfortable. I will say this. I'm comfortable with whatever Ben decides. I think these two are really, really worthy. I'm okay with Ben deciding this. No pressure at all. But my preference is definitely the E.H. Taylor on this.
Right.
Ben, this is a shot at the buzzer, and you get to pick.
Here's my thought process.
You get to pick it.
If we get to the championship and it's 15 versus 15, no one watches. But we want a Cinderella story the entire time. In my head, we got to have Buffalo Trace going up against Weller 12 for the championship.
Yeah, but I just want to know which one you think is better.
Weller 12.
Okay.
Was that not clear in the last 2 minutes?
Well, when he was saying 15 versus 15,
that'd be E.H. Taylor.
We didn't have 30 things.
I followed through Ben's coded drunken language.
You don't want two Cinderellas going against each other. You want like a powerhouse versus a Cinderella. So David and Goliath, a Jack and the Beanstalk.
So like a King Richard. King Richard was
the fifth. All right.
Okay, so we've got Weller 12 up against Buffalo Trace next week. That's exciting.
Wow. Buffalo Trace. Hey, Buffalo Trace, good on you, regardless of what happens. What?
Buffalo Trace making the final. That's really good.
I bet it's going to be a worthy Cinderella.
It'd be interesting because E.H. Taylor would have beat Buffalo Trace, right? Just because same thing, but higher proof. Weller 12 should be better than Buffalo Trace if it beat out E.H. Taylor.
We will see next week.
That's why we're doing the show, I guess.
Buffalo Trace. Speaking of tomorrow, did you know Will Smith was in Annie?
Which one?
The live Annie from 2014.
Tomorrow.
The live Annie?
Tomorrow.
You're only a slap away. That joke has definitely hit rock bottom now. Okay. That's all we got for our tournament. Buffalo Trace up against Weller 12. Next Monday, we will be on time next Monday. We're going to go at 7 p.m. sharp. That means like 7:15. So that we can watch the basketball game afterwards. Ben and I are going to go on my back porch, and we're going to finish this bottle of Elijah Craig Barrel Proof.
That seems aggressive. That's an aggressive promise.
While we watch March Madness. While we watch the national championship, Ben's going to bring chicken and broccoli. You guys are all invited, except I'm not giving anyone my address. So that's it for our championship. We'll be back for the championship on Monday night. I'm excited for that. All right, that's all we've got for the tournament. What else do we have tonight? We have pursuits and purchases. Anybody pursue anything? Anybody purchase anything? Ben was out of town last week. Ben, what'd you pick up on your trip out of town?
I picked up nothing because there wasn't anything good enough for me to buy. I went to a couple spots. I was in Colorado, Denver. So,
Ben also, I think we need to share that Ben teased TJ and Joe Dickadence pretty hard.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, we haven't talked about that. Ben had the opportunity to buy stuff and was requested to do so, but Ben cock blocked him, is what he did.
Basically,
can we talk about etiquette for a moment?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can we talk about etiquette?
Yeah. I think that's fair.
When you send your buddies, if you're in a group bourbon message, group message that's about
people Bourbon. Know what a group message is. Yes, continue.
Yeah, when there's a bunch of people in one thread,
in one text thread.
Message. Yeah,
yeah.
When you send your buddies a picture at a liquor store and you say, any of this look good?
I did not say any of this looks good.
Oh, that was the there was an implication.
There was not an implication. I said Costco is stacked.
And you're sending the prices of stuff. I feel like you're kind of like...
I was sending a picture of a bottle.
With okay, price
what was
on
the
it.
Point of... But what was the point of telling us if you weren't... Okay, so anyway, long story short, here's what happens. Jason, we need your help here. Anybody else that's watching, we need you to chime in. If you're on Twitter, Twitter still hasn't given StreamYard the functionality.
Oh, my God. It's been like a year.
Comment. It's been awful.
StreamYard sucks.
And Ben is awful. No, it's not StreamYard. It's Twitter. It's Twitter that won't let them do it. I actually spoke with StreamYard the other day. So, Ben sent us the picture. Joe and I said, that looks great. Grab us a bottle. Ben said, I already left. Never went back and got us a bottle, though we asked for it.
I did not have a rental car.
So but you found your way there once.
You what?
But you did find your way there once. And so theoretically, you could have found your way back again.
I could have. That being said, I don't really know.
How long was the time frame? It was like, as soon as he sent the picture, I said yes back. Like, I was like, I want that bottle.
No, I was more of saying, hey, this is crazy that the Costco has it, but I ain't buying it. I can't fly back with 1,000 bottles. That's how it goes.
Two. You could have flown back with two easily.
Yeah.
And let me tell you guys what it was. It was a good times honey barrel finished. Oh my goodness. I cannot believe.
That's a tough
one. Yeah. I'm not asking to pick up an Eagle Rare at $30, right? Like this, Costco, you know.
Costco fine.
Yeah. Jason, you go back and you grab one of those bottles if you're less than an hour away.
Yeah.
Jason,
I don't have the ability to drive.
He and Jason does have was Uber going back to stores for us to like test things, and I was asking him to try out different.
Jason's a real MVP. Ben was there for like another week and didn't go back and get it.
I wasn't in Denver. I was in Vail. So I was like in and out.
So frustrating.
Yeah.
And what it was, if you'd have sent us that picture while you were at Costco, but he waited like hours and sent it after he'd already left. Like, he broke every bit of etiquette that exists, I feel like.
And I think basically, you should have lied.
Never send photos anymore. I'm done responding to the group chat. I'm usually very active in the group chat. I'm just gonna stop responding.
Ben could have lied and been like, oh, the mountains, cell phone reception, not great. Sorry, guys. So an hour.
Yeah, ago. Mountains.
I can't believe that.
That's not too late now.
I'm using.
Did you drink anything good on your trip?
No, there was nothing really great that I saw. Also, we were there with people that don't really drink bourbon, so it was just average. I had two margs. I had some margs out there that were pretty great. Exciting.
Ooh, like a little marg.
Yeah. Marg action.
I cannot wait for the next time that I see something that I know Ben will love, and I can send him a picture and just say like, hey, man, what do you think about this? Oh, my God, I love that so much. And I'm just like,
I already left.
I already left. I took that picture 6 hours ago. Dude, because I've been all over the good time stuff. The good time stuff lately has been good to me. And so
Has it been a good time for you?
It wasn't this time, but typically has been. Brendan, are you pursuing anything? Have you purchased anything? Are you thinking about purchasing something?
I got the I'm gonna purchase the Pumpernickel rye, and that's about it. That's all I've really been on the hunt for.
Pumpernickel rye?
Yeah, tell me about that. He wasn't here last week.
Yeah, so there's a rye from a distillery in Ohio, and rye is obviously the predominant grain, but the next closest one is pumpernickel. So just pumpernickel in there. It's gotten good reviews. Mm. Sounds interesting. I think it's at 90 to 100 proof, $40, $45 a bottle. Sean helped find it for me online. I was looking for it for a couple weeks. So yeah, but I think it'll be I'm a big fan of like trying different mash bills and different types of grains and stuff to see what it does to whiskey. I think that's juices worth the squeeze.
Ooh,
pumpernickel.
I haven't had too much of that.
I like a pumpernickel like bread. Like I like pumpernickel.
Nice. The only place that I know that I eat pumpernickel bread would have been
Cheesecake
Outback.
Factory. Oh, Cheesecake Factory.
That's Outback. Did you ever go to Outback and get the pumpernickel bread? Beginning.
Been a minute, but yes.
I know it's like 10 years, but it's crazy.
That pumpernickel's from Sean. Sean didn't give me any pumpernickel. Sean, you in Orlando this week? I'm going to be in Orlando this weekend. We're going to watch the Final Four together.
Wait, Sean got the pumpernickel? Like you purchased it, Sean?
You say he thought it was solid.
I mean, that would be the implication.
Maybe he just likes regular pumpernickel bread.
In general?
Maybe he likes going Outback for the sirloin steaks. Maybe he likes...
He's in Orlando next week. I'm going to be there Saturday or Friday and Saturday, Sean. Hit me up.
Sean, I will be there the 4th or the 5th.
Oh, you got
to see. I'll be in Orlando the 5th.
What are you doing on the 5th?
Inspecting some properties, and I'm probably going to stop in at my watch store and see if I can get a hookup with a watch.
The watch. It's my Christopher Walken. Do you like it? The watch.
You ever seen that Seinfeld where
it was your birthright? They'd be damned. Never mind. I'm not going to finish that sentence.
Yeah, it's not appropriate for 2022. Most things aren't. All right. Chris Rock down there at the bottom.
Yes.
I don't have this take tonight. You got anything else? You guys got any shout-outs before we get out of here? Anything I can talk about? Anyone you'd like to talk about? Awkward conversations you'd like to have on the podcast?
Shout out Jada.
You know, I've had so many. Yeah, I think we're good.
No, what were you going to say? I've had so many what before Ben said that? So many women. Go ahead.
Brendan.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Wait. What?
Nothing, Brendan. You're just not paying attention. It's fine.
What are we reviewing on Thursday?
What? Oh, I don't have to. Yeah, I don't have the bottles by me.
I got it.
What are we reviewing on Thursday? It's going to be. That's off. Ben, we can't see it.
Stag Junior, baby. Batch 15. Be prepared.
Total wine lottery results this week. Okay, here's a little beef I have. Total wine lottery, you got to spend $4 billion. And I don't have Sean type money. So,
right. And that's billion.
I'm not in the total. Yeah, I'm not in the total wine lottery. So,
if it was millions, yeah, it would have been fine. Hey, Total Wine is opening in Tallahassee. They're gonna build one here soon.
Oh, get ready for nothing good.
Yeah, there. Can't wait for the Grand Exciting. Reserve lottery. You'll get a chance at an Eagle Dingus.
So shouldn't be excited for
clearly not Total Wine fans here on this podcast. But if you'd like to sponsor us, we would love to push your crappy store.
I would turn down a sponsorship from those guys.
Nah, I wouldn't. I'll push that McFarland Reserve, you guys. Bullshit.
Cooper Craft.
Yeah. You go to the Total Wine. Okay. We like our local stores. Obviously, we give Jimmy love. We give Tommy love. Luke.
Ooh, $5 off if you
say bourbon on a bingus.
Yeah. But at least ABC doesn't try and sell you their absolute crap. You know, like you walk into Total Wine and they're like, sir, you know what you're looking for? I'm like, nah, just browsing, you know, looking to see if you maybe accidentally put something out that you shouldn't have. And he's like, have you tried this McFarland Reserve here? This has the same type of corn that they put in Buffalo Trace. And I'm just like, oh my God, dude, like, leave me alone. So
you're like Ron Swanson at Lowe's being like, I know more than you. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't want to say that because it sounds douchey, but
Have you had this?
So now this is the part of the podcast and the show a year into it where we'd be like, douchey, not for us.
Yeah.
Look at Ben right now.
Hello.
I'm wearing a Buzz Lightyear t-shirt and a Double Fries No Slaw hat, bro. I'm not a douche. I'm a loser. Like, there's a big difference.
I would agree.
You got douche on the bottom with his nice watching glasses.
That looks like an asshole.
I do feel bad for the people that have to listen to this and don't get to see it. You should stop listening right now and go to YouTube. Well, if you listened for this long,
how are we not talking about Brendan's fake mustache?
I'm growing it out. I'm bringing the porn stash.
What look are you? What look are you going for? Can't go within 50 feet of a Chuck E. Cheese.
So you don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like it because I have small children. Yeah, of course not.
I'm letting it grow out. I just want to see what I can do with it. I don't know. And, you know, in a few years, it's going to be silver, and I won't be able to have it as like dark and full now. So I just want to see what it looks like.
Milk mustache constantly.
I think it looks good.
Disgusting. We're still pursuing purchases. I'm still pursuing an Old Forester barrel strength rye.
That'd be amazing.
Ben and I have been looking for that for a while. I got it. Ben, I was telling them last week, I got an offer on one. At 250.
No.
250. It's $100 below secondary. I still just couldn't do it. Couldn't pull the trigger there. I think I'd have done it at 200.
You should have haggled for it. You should have said 200. I'll do it right now.
Yeah, it was. I don't want to put people on blast, but
150. I'll do it right now.
No, it was. Look at Sean.
Dude. Damn, what a boss.
Sean, sample, please. Sample for me only.
Yeah. Sean, what do you think of my mustache while we're having the conversation?
Not elite. He thinks your mustache garbage. Is elite. Look, he wrote, he thinks your mustache.
Thanks,
is
Sean. Thank you.
Jason, yeah, I'm sure. It wasn't from Total Wine. Oh, my goodness. He's a liar.
Send it back. I wouldn't even buy it.
Yeah, I'd drop it. Did you know that I heard a story that one time a guy at Total Wine grabbed something off the shelf? The employee told him, "You can't buy that. We weren't supposed to have it out." And so he gave it back to the guy. Like, they wouldn't ring him up. What would you do in that situation? Because I think I'd drop the bottle. I'd say, okay, sure, have it, and walk out. Like, I swear, listen.
What bottle was it?
I don't care. I think it was an antique collection or like something like that. But, like, if they were going to make you. Like, I think I'd say, like, sure, here you go, and hand it to him and just drop it. And I'm so sorry. I really think I'd do that.
I think I would do that. Drop
it,
worded.
And then it would, like, stay completely solid the entire time.
You have to, like, mash on it with your
bounce
foot.
Like four times.
Like Dave Chappelle on the Rick James. F your bottle.
Would you see if you were, like, dropping B-tack on the ground, though? I feel like you just
I feel like you could ground, at least right? argue with somebody. I would turn into, like, Ken.
I turn into Karen.
With your manager.
I turn into Karen real fast. No, you had this marked. You had this on the shelf. State. Yeah. I think in Florida, like if I don't know if this is really a law, but I think in Florida, like, oh, you had this marked on the shelf. You absolutely have to sell it to me if it
That's
was marked
what
Publix
there. Does.
But if they just won't ring it, what if they just like you get up to the cash register, you're like, ring this up, and the manager's saying like, do not ring that up. Like the cashier's not going to ring you up.
Yeah,
correct.
So at that point, I think I'm going to like kind of fake hand it back to him and. Just Sprint. Drop it before, like, I think I'm going to drop it on the floor. Like, that's how petty I'm going to get.
And what if,
there.
Like, they were like,
I'm going to walk out of the store and say, have a nice life.
Oh, wow. Okay. No one's commented on my like, I can't sell in it. The comment section, and that's upsetting me.
Antique.
I would love for them to, like, tell you can't buy it, and then you break it, and then them try to charge you.
Like, pay $69.95 for it. It would be worth it for me. It would be $70, $80. Like, let's go. Plus, I don't think you can charge for that. If I was like handing it back, oh, sorry. Like, how can they
call district manager?
Call the district manager. Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Excuse me.
Manager.
I need to speak to the D manager.
I barely know her.
Call him up.
Talk to the D manager. Y'all got me hot about a fake
scenario.
A fake scenario.
A hypothetical that you proposed.
Yeah. I got mad at my own thing. Well, it's not really a hypothetical. I saw it on the internet, so it had to be real.
That's great.
All right, we've turned into Men in Black here. That was terrible. That wasn't even a good one. All right, you guys got anything else before we get out of here? Any shout outs? We've drugged this on for long enough.
Here come the Men in Black. Galaxy Defenders. I don't remember anything.
Jason
now,
says he's not letting go of that bottle.
Not
Jason
letting
says
go
holding
of it.
On.
Yeah.
Nah, if they won't let me have it. Oh, whoops.
Oh, my God. End the podcast. Harlan.
Harlan's over here.
Harlan, you're distracting us. If you're not going to join the chat with your big, muscly arm, then get out of here.
Yeah, YOLO.
Arm only.
Shout out to Double Fresno Slaw, though. We had a couple of good guests on tonight. So, all right, we'll be back on Thursday to review Stag Junior Batch 15. Thanks, Jake. Even though you didn't fill the glass up all the way.
It
we appreciate your hospitality. Appreciate your hospitality, even though you did a TJ pour. We will be back then, and don't forget Monday for the championship, 7 p.m. sharpish.
Join us.
Interact with us on social media. We enjoy that. We appreciate that. I did the wrong exit video, but this will work. Cheers.
Let's get jiggy with it, fellas. This is not as good as the normal exit video. What? That's so douchey.
West Philadelphia, born and raised.